How about that hot guy I showed you?
Dude. There's a boxer he showed me that's like just like a hot Mexican. He's a little churro, dude. It's like a hot Mexican sweet boy.
Really?
And he has the fastest fucking hands. Damn. It's unbelievable. And he, dude, all his pictures are him being hot.
Ryan
and then
Garcia?
Oh, it's crazy, dude. Just him being hot as fuck. And then he'll throw like the, you know, in boxers somehow like do that circle underwater, circle punch real
quick. It's insane.
Just, dude, his hands are literally, you see four hands. He defies.
Yeah, it looks like a ceiling fan.
Dude, exactly.
Like when it's moving fast. Really? It's insane.
It turns into
what
series.
What weight class is he in?
Ryan Garcia, he's small. He's light. He's not short, though.
Sweet
but
boy.
He's light. He is an ultimate fucking sweet boy.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
Dude. I hope
Ryan Garcia might be the hottest dude.
But he does like hot guy stuff on his Twitter. It's just like a hot chick's Twitter if she could like punch fucking.
And he's always.
He's just like standing on like the bow of a boat. Like
it's
basically, dude.
Bro,
basically.
It's his Instagram and his boy's Instagram is chaos. I discovered this guy through. I think I was looking at like Jake Paul's videos.
Who's Jake Paul?
Logan and Jake Paul, these brothers.
Mm. Wait, which
they're
one's
YouTube
the one that
stars.
Fought?
Okay. Logan.
Logan.
But Jake, they're both huge.
Yeah.
They're both giant and box and shit.
Yeah.
So was something. Ryan Garcia, this boxer, does a thing where he gets like a YouTuber or somebody kind of famous, puts him in that bodysuit and just throws hooks to the body as hard as he can to see how long. It's pretty wild to watch.
Yeah.
Like he fucking throws hard.
Jesus.
It's scary to watch.
Harder than me?
And. He throws almost as hard as you. I remember that video you sent me.
Remember the video I sent you my boxers hitting the heavy bag?
You should send that to Ryan Garcia. It would be like, come get some, dude.
Like, dude, put me in the bodysuit. I'll fucking...
But,
wait, so these celebrities, they eventually tap out or what?
Yeah, kind of. They're just like screaming the whole time while he's fucking drone. But then I looked at this one guy that he did it with. That dude that I showed you that was dancing.
Hot. Yeah, well, the guy that's
find
questionably
out what his
hot.
Name is. Dude, he's hot.
He's... Yeah. The other guy's way hotter, I'll say.
Yeah, Ryan Garcia is super hot.
So
Ryan Garcia might be my number one right now. He might have just replaced Cristiano Ronaldo as hottest guy.
For sure, for sure. And
Cristiano
he can fight.
Ronaldo's, yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo's, he's hot, obviously, but like,
he's
if you're going to hot guy who's going to be throwing those punches, that's what I'm into, for real.
Dude, yeah.
You can play soccer all you want, run around like a gazelle. If you're throwing those, if you got hands, bro, I'm like, yo, that's fucking hot as fuck.
Look how hot Ryan Garcia is.
Yeah, and he's got like a Ronaldo-type look going on.
Would you suck his dick?
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I would. I would not.
Would you suck his dick to be able to punch as fast as him?
No.
I would.
I would. I would suck that power right out of him.
100%, dude. I'd be a total succubus. You know what's funny, too?
Damn, I hate this motherfucker. So I was up at night.
What's the hot guy shit that he's doing?
I'm going to find the hot guy. He posts like, here he is on the beach with a snow hat on and no shirt.
Is the caption, is it
like, that's a hot guy.
Hey, believe in your dreams, like...
No, he's just being hot. That's a hot guy tendency to wear snow hats for hot guys. Or like, that's something you put on. It's just like a fuck you. I'm hot and I'm going to wear a super hot hat. What are you going to do about
it? But Ronaldo's got that next level hotness where he's like, he's weird with his son. You know what I mean? Like he's like
Tom Brady.
Like he's like, I don't know. It's like his, I think he like, I don't know. He killed the mom or something like that. The mom's not son's life.
He never introduced his son to his mother yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so he could like give his son a reach around and you'd be like, that's normal.
Yeah. It looks like
he's that hot where you can just like grab his son's
penis. I wasn't fully listening to what you were saying. I was like, yeah, totally. I'd just do that. No, but it's like he's raising like a clone.
Dude, so I was looking
looking
at this guy's
crazy.
Instagram and this other guy. I'll find him in a second.
Is the
other guy
from Spain or Mexico?
He's Mexican.
Of course he had a fight. He's so hot. Everyone's probably calling him. What are bad words they call you in Mexico?
Fucking maricón.
They probably called him maricón, dude. And he's had to do that scrappy-doo motion with his hands.
Dude, he's sipping a latte and on the phone with a jean jacket over your shoulders.
To be fair, he's from Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Chad culture in Mexico, dude, is like super. Like, if you're a hot dude, being hot and like taking pictures of you handling business, everyone's like, this is fucking rules.
Chad culture
in Mexico.
I'd
say it's kind of encouraged.
Yeah.
What is that? What's the word they call
machismo?
That doesn't seem like machismo.
No, it does.
That's new machismo.
That's new machismo.
It's just to be like, act like a hot girl.
It reminded me of, not For Whom the Bell Tolls, fucking The Sun Also Rises when Hemingway's talking about like hot matadors in Spain, like how they're like, these young, beautiful dudes that do this fucking crazy... They bullfight.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everyone's obsessed with them. And like right. even in the book, he's like, yeah, that guy could fucking like that guy's the man.
Yeah, there's like
he's
a like, level.
He's
of...
a little gay. He's beautiful. He's right. gay.
Yeah, yeah. There's a level of like you're so badass that the only way that you could be more badass is just to fem it up.
True.
Yeah. You know,
that's like, what this whole squad
look
is
how
doing.
That's what they do. Ludicrously feminine. I will dress and behave, and I will still beat the shit out of you. That's won't say anything because I will beat the shit out of you.
That is yeah. what was keeping me up when I was looking at this dude. And this dude that makes dancing videos with his friends, I was like, these are the gayest dudes ever. I hate them so much. They could fuck my mom you. And beat the shit out of me.
Dude, you know what I've been geeking out on? It's kind of tied to this is how the idea of going viral is affecting our behaviors in mass.
You want to talk about that? I just got a text. So I did an interview with this YouTuber named Sneeko.
Sneeko's
who's the man.
He's hot,
I
too.
I like him. He's a hot boy.
Can he fight?
Probably. Sneeko would probably fuck me up. But he just messaged me that was like, can I change the title of the video to Asian Confronts Racist Comedian Shane Gillis to get more views? I'm like, no. Please don't, dude. He's like, we'll get more views. I'm like, no. Fuck views.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, I saw you guys joking thing. About that on that interview.
Yeah. Now he wants to change the title. Now, I texted him no, so we'll see.
Yeah, he should.
But he was just floating it out there.
What? Yeah.
He's a good boy. Sneeko's the man.
Sneeko is the man. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't think any of us are spared from this. It's literally, so there is the, going viral is a highly socially desirable thing to happen.
Yeah.
And there's like immense payoff. Yeah. So there's a bunch of people being attracted to this kind of, you know, going viral, who with their certain behaviors. Like, dude, those dudes like dancing with their mom, that one thing, or like him dancing with his mom, saying bad words, having his shirt off. It's like thing. There's like if you watch Vine, the ones that go to the top have a certain set of behaviors that I think are being emulated in mass.
Totally,
it's going to completely
chugging
affect
stuff
the way.
In front of your parents in the kitchen.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And it's going to start like bleeding out into the real world as like normal patterns of behavior. We're slowly going to be like attracted. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone like because eventually these people will be parents, so they'll be like, oh no, yeah, let's do a bit.
It's like you're a baby right now. This is the best period in your life in terms of going viral. Like, you have to do this. You're going to be encouraging, yeah. like, yo, everyone's going to have trampolines.
Yeah, you got to have one.
Like, yeah, we put
viral.
A trampoline
yeah.
right near the window. It's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't, I you know.
Sorry I'm doing this.
Dude, no, keep looking.
I
got to
find this
looking.
Hot guy.
I keep finding the hot guy.
I don't know, but the people at the top of the economic ladder, they're not letting their kids fuck around with that shit.
I think you're way off.
Who are you talking?
No, no. That like Silicon Valley and like rich people yeah. are like they
all these
they
kids
have...
are rich. All these fucking Instagram hot guys are loaded.
Right,
there's
right.
videos
but they're
this...
old. Those are older now. I'm
you're
saying
talking
that,
about,
like
talking
I'm talking about people raising kids. Like don't they can create an environment where they just don't let their kids like look at a phone or a tablet until they're like 7 or 8
till they can handle
so
it.
So their brain gets like normal.
Yeah, but think about that 7 or 8. Still pretty fucking
yeah,
early.
Dude, yeah, it's also crazy that, like, you wonder whether that's the right move, you know? Because, I don't know, I remember, like, my parents were always like, stop fucking stop going on the computer, stop playing video games,
true.
Get outside.
True.
And it's like everyone who spent all day indoors on computers is rich now.
Found true. It. True. Found it. Taylor Holder, T-A-Y-L-E-R. First, yeah, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-R.
See, that's
Holder, 1.5 million followers. All he does is make hot fucking sexy dance vids with his boys.
Dude,
who follows him?
Me. Oh, yo, it's wild. Oh,
it's like, wait, let me see something.
This guy bothered. This was the one I was looking at, not Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia I knew would beat the hell out of me. This kid I was looking at like, I'll beat the shit out of him. And then he filmed a video of himself sparring and I was like, all right, never mind.
Who, that guy?
Oh my
god. Yeah, so it's literally it's organized dance with honestly organized t-shirts because the bands are very similar genre of music. I mean, but
yeah,
again, is this in
bands.
Is that guy in Mexico too?
No.
What?
This is a California boy for
dude,
sure.
I fucking
is that guy from Dago?
Countdown
gotta
to
be a California
countdown
boy.
To a video of him skydiving.
He has a video here of not a video, just pictures of him shirtless wearing ripped jeans at Thanksgiving and sitting on his dad's lap. Hugging his
ew.
Mom,
so I'm
posing
talking about
in front of the food, shirtless.
This would be my nightmare. Is like,
you know how many red handprints would be on my body if I took my shirt off at Thanksgiving and took pictures of myself?
Yeah, dude, I know. But could you? Because he looks like he might be an only child. This is like this would be my worst nightmare. It's just like you spend your whole life. Me,
dude. Starts out with the shirt wiping the face so you get to see his abs. Then him and his boys, dude, hit a dance about you need good dick. He also wears sweatpants that say "Stop looking at my dick" on the front.
Oh my!
No snizz is worth this.
This is the problem.
Dude. No snizz is worth this.
I'm looking at like "Stop looking at my dick." I'm gonna have an orange snow hat on and dance with three. Organize
this is the worst thing ever because
jerk off in the shower.
You know, his dad is just like an electrician. You know, and it just like he just worked a normal
this
job
guy?
His
no,
whole life.
No, dude, he's fucking loaded.
His
kid's
dad?
Loaded.
Yo, I feel like he's loaded off of the Instagram shit.
No.
Oh, nah. He's preloaded?
Yeah. He's got rich face.
Oh, man.
Do you ever see people who are so rich they get like distorted facial features? Yeah, that's rich face. Ugh.
Dude, I was at home hanging out with a rich kid. Over Thanksgiving.
What kind of face? They have really prominent chins.
What was I hate to give his last name.
No, give a similar last name.
Don't give his real last name.
No, I can't. It's like can't. But the bottom line is...
Van something.
Is it really?
In a van something.
Jansport, from the Jansport family?
Yeah, dude. He's sort of lost his mind, man. I think, like... Yeah, it's the first time I've really, like, noticed the effects of someone being, like... crazy rich their whole life, and he's got like a huge house that I think sort of like his parents paid for, you know. It's like, and it's like right on the wall. It's like crazy, and he's got almost like what feels like early onset dementia. Like it's crazy. Like it's just brain is
now
just
this was
rotting
this was from... the night before me and Chris had a show in Poughkeepsie.
Chris, oh, you were there.
Well, me and Chris met in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah,
I had a nice night the night before. No, I've been chilling on the booze.
Damn,
sober. I've been sober all December.
You're like a greaser up there. You had, well, yeah, like tight black jeans on, like your cigarettes in your fucking shirt.
I rolled up. Yeah. I rolled up. I get to the hotel.
I've seen you so, and so just even keeled.
Yeah,
maybe it was around elites, bro. I was in. I was like, damn, I wish I was him.
No, I'm set.
I was just.
Oh, I got there. He was asleep in his car out front. That was a warning sign. That could have just been him waiting, but that was a warning. Then I went to check in.
Sleep in my car outside a Red Roof Inn.
I check in. Yeah, Red Roof Inn in Poughkeepsie. I check in. O'Connor comes in a minute later, just like, hey. I was like, oh, Chrissy,
I was
good time,
I was
Chrissy.
Like this. I couldn't breathe out of my nose.
Why?
I had gotten into it. I'd gotten into it a little bit the night before.
Yeah, dude. Right when I heard him talk, I was like, "Oh, I know what you did last night."
He had that. Yeah, he had that
old head cold. Yeah,
he had a oblivion sinus infection.
He had a real one. He was taking like fucking Sudafed and shit. He was spraying shit in his nose. I was like, "That's not gonna help."
Dude, I was rinsing my nose with like a saline spray, and then spraying just like some hydrochloric.
Dude, being hungover before a show is.
Oh my god!
The worst thing in the world, because like even sober, you get that feeling before shows sometimes where it's like, why? Why would I go do this?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Yeah. How do I do this? How am I going to start this? Like, how do I do comedy? But when you throw on a hangover of like anxiety and depression, and it's like, I suck. I'm going to waste everyone here's time. I'm fucking
And I was freaking out because I was like, I'm going to sound like I'm underwater. Like I'm gonna sound like I have a fucking snorkel on up there, and I gotta do like 25 minutes. It's just gonna be a straight bomb. And it like
how'd it go?
It went fine. I mean, considering the condition I was in, I was like, "This is fine. This is fine." I was happy to walk away with just passable.
Yeah, you and Nate really set the table for me. Up good God,
at least got laughs.
You did start to turn around, but God damn, Nate Marshall coming in with a hard bomb up front.
Total
long
darkness.
Week. It's been a long week.
What you up to?
Just a lot of fucking traveling and fucking. You know me.
Where were you this weekend?
Exclusive VIP parties, dude. You know me, hanging with celebs, bro. The celebs I met this weekend.
Did you list them,
bro?
List
do
them.
I need to?
Please.
All right. You know, you got Dave Chappelle.
Whatever.
Not a big deal. Q-Tip, Busta Rhymes.
Old.
Not Ice Cube.
That's
not,
fucking
not
sick,
a big deal.
Dude.
Not a big deal.
Cube is sick.
Yeah, it was insane.
What was the last movie he did? If you get 7 hours.
This is not cocaine induced. Just so, you know.
Fair enough.
Just so we're clear.
If you got to say it,
I
might be.
I said no to
did you really? All week?
Come on, bro.
you don't roll with celebs like that and not get fucking offered a ton of fucking blow.
True that. What's the
Illuminati's trying to get us?
Oh, for sure.
They're trying to get us.
They're gonna honeypot. They're honeypot asking you with some blow.
They're trying to lure me in so they can get you.
I know
that's what they want.
Yeah, that's why we keep it like a splinter cell, dude.
Everywhere I go, they're like, "Where's Matt? Where's Matt?" You and me are like the fucking vice president and president. We can't be in the same room.
No, dude.
This is the only time.
Who
we're
is
together.
There's no. What's the chain of command if we both get whacked?
Who's next?
Yeah.
Gerbs and O'Connor. Gonna usher in an era of fucking gay science.
Damn, so they're offering you blow. How do you turn it down? You're like,
I say, get that shit out of my face. No, I say, definitely don't let me see it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Say, definitely don't break it out, because I'll do it.
That's a good move.
I didn't even fuck that night. I just got in an argument.
I remember thinking, that's funny, you took ecstasy and got in an argument.
Yeah, I might be one of the first guys ever to take ecstasy and just fight for 12 hours.
Like, well, no, I mean, I'm entitled to my feelings as well, and I don't understand.
Yeah. Just because you're crying doesn't mean you won the argument. Anyway, this ecstasy is really great.
Yeah, dude, after you said that, you're like...
Yeah. You're a bitch. Whoa. Yeah, this... sorry I'm fucking out of it, dude.
You're fine, dude.
It's been a lot, man.
You're on the road, man.
Yeah, it's been wild.
What you going to do? So you're hanging out. You're with...
Dude. Don't get me started on the celebs. Mainly though, the coolest one. No, not tons of coke. I'm just kidding about that. I actually didn't see cocaine.
You smoked cocaine out of a 2-liter soda bottle. Go ahead.
But the man, dude, fucking Birdman, Chris Anderson,
dude,
is the fucking.
Where'd
man.
You see him at?
So all right. So when I got to the hotel, I was in Providence. Mm. I saw him in the hotel, and I was like, that's fucking Birdman. It's got to be Birdman. Because I saw him from behind. He's like a 6'10 fucking
giant. Looked fucking huge, giant. Bro. He was mogging you.
Oh, my God.
That was insane.
That's insane. He is huge.
Damn.
But I saw him at the desk, and I was like going up the escalator, and I saw him, and I was like, fuck, I should go get a picture. No, I don't want to be that guy.
I'm not going to buy it.
So then later in the day, I see him in the fucking the store at the hotel.
What was he buying?
He was buying Red Bull.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
And I was like, fuck, all right, now I'll get the picture. So I like walk over to take a picture, and then I felt bad.
Did you sneak it?
No, I just like quickly, I was just like, what's up, dude? I'm doing a comedy show tonight. You should come through. And he's like, word. No doubt, bro. And then, he showed up.
What?
He went to the show, saw the kid fucking ball out. And he was like, yo, you fucking crazy, bro. And then we just hung out.
Where's Birdman from?
Birdman, Texas.
That's sick.
Dude.
Do you know Paul Wall?
Probably.
I mean.
He won a fucking championship with LeBron, dude. Birdman is the man.
Oh, my God.
The man.
Dude.
He was like, so then I go watch him play the next day. He was in that basketball league.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was in the Geezer league.
He tore his knee, like, right away.
Oh, no.
Right away, he tears his knee. And I'm like, oh, no, Birdman, dude.
That might be, like a brief glimpse into some of the action. Just, like, horrific elder injuries on the court. Ah! someone's going to die of, like, a cardiac episode during one game.
Yeah. The Big Three is the sickest league ever.
I mean, dude. You think there's some XFL money behind it?
I don't know who's
alternative funding. Sports leagues.
I mean,
Ice Cube's
funding it, dude. I don't know what they're hiding.
Dude,
they're hiding something, dude.
The Geezer League's wild.
Hold on, I got a new theory
go
for
ahead,
you
go
too.
Ahead, please.
Hold on. So he tore his knee. I was like, oh man, I'll never see Birdman again. I figured he would just go straight to like the hospital and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get back to the hotel. He's just at the bar.
And just getting
like,
crunk.
Sick. And when I walked past, he was like, Shane. So I came in. We got lunch together.
What?
Just me and Birdman chilling, bro.
With a busted knee?
He had a busted knee. I was like, what's up with you? Like, how the fuck are you just chilling? And he was like, I just took a fucking Xan. Now I'm getting fucked up. Like,
what?
She's like, nah, I don't want to put a shit on blast like that. Obviously, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, obviously, dude's drinking on Xans with a torn MCL, dude. What the fuck's wrong with that?
I don't know. You're right. There is nothing
also,
wrong with that. If anybody's going to own that, I feel like Birdman would own
it. Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, dude. If he's going to tell you flat out, like, nah, I'm just on a Xan right now. I don't need to go to
No, me and him are boys, dude.
Obviously.
Dude. And then we started texting each other. Yeah. Texting Birdman. Me and Birdman text each other.
Dude,
now.
That's so sick. That's so sick.
It was awesome, man. That was like the highlight. That's been the highlight of that was the highlight of my week.
I mean, anyone,
sure.
You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just popping to Xan, dude. Clearly, you're the fucking man.
He is the fucking man.
And this is like him in retirement.
Yeah, he was.
You're
also,
catching a mature
bro,
bird. This is a mature bird.
This is a very mature bird, man. We in the green room. What did he say? Oh, he was about to drink a beer.
Sure.
And Rappaport was like. Oh, yeah. Also, Rappaport's the man.
Yeah.
He's the fucking man.
Rappaport?
Yeah. He's awesome. But,
Rappaport, yeah.
Michael Rappaport, yeah. He was like, oh, you're drinking, you got to play tomorrow. He's like, come on, bro. He's like, I was doing rails before playoffs in the NBA, bro. You think I can't have a fucking beer? It's like, damn, dude. Birdman, you're the best ever. And then I dropped like a, I dropped my Dayquil on the floor and it was in that like small thing. He's like, yo, you dropped your fucking condom, bro. And I was like, dude, you think I wear a condom? You just call me gay? Dude? He's like, hell no, dude. I know you fucking go Rasheed Wallace on that fucking ass. I was like, yes.
That'd be funny if before he entered the NBA, he was just like, oh, hey, guys, I'm here to play basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he's like, what do you think I'm doing? I'm popping motherfucking sand.
Just covered in tats. Yo. Dude, he is the fucking man.
Dude, that must be sick playing professional sports and being fucking yacked out. They're like literally the crowd's like, ah, like, oh.
Your knee explodes. You're like, fuck.
I mean, I can't think of the give a fuck. I mean, that's basically the dream team, like Dennis Rodman's North Korea dream team.
Oh, yeah. The big three. Yeah. It really was, dude. It was like Mike Bibby, Gilbert Arenas.
Arenas is my dog.
There was some really cool. I sat next to Antoine Jameson the whole time. Damn. It was fucking nuts.
That's fucking awesome.
It was cool. But then, like, yeah, seeing the Birdman go down, that was sad. I was genuinely bummed.
How much
out.
Do they pay these guys for this?
I don't know.
You think Cube just calls you to the league and you're
like, I think
it's like
yo. 10 grand a game.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they're obviously making some kind of
these
money.
Guys are making like six figures off this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How much are the tickets?
Which is crazy. They make more than the women's soccer team. Yes, dude. The big three gets paid more than the women's national team.
Oh, my God.
And I love it. The Birdman, daddy.
Well, how's it cash flowing? Are there a lot of people there?
I don't know how.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know. Come on, bro. Come on. You know me, courtside for free, bro.
That's true.
Who are you talking to?
Dude, my ex-girlfriend brought me to an N1 game one time. It was like the most, I was like, why did you bring me to this?
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
I had a weed gummy before I went. And you know me, bro. That's unlikely.
Yeah.
I had a weed gummy before I left.
How many millis are you talking?
I don't know. It wasn't that much. I wasn't like that high. But I was high enough that... also, I had like a pass. I was with CBS.
That's sick.
So I was just walking around the stadium. I just went and sat in the upper deck by
myself.
In
the stadium. I thought it was like... Oh,
yeah,
was
it's thinking. In... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What kind of sale are you talking? How full was it?
The lower level was full.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably making some money.
A couple thousand.
Gotta pay each dude 10 G's.
I don't know. It's probably the better guys.
True.
Yeah.
Arena's probably clocking 10 G's.
Probably like a lot.
That's gotta suck. Like, how much you pay you? Like two. Like, I got 10, dude. Fuck you.
Some of these guys, $2,000 a week.
It's true.
Fucking dude, Birdman, I looked up his Wikipedia. His career is so funny.
What do you do?
He was like, played like 1 year of like community college basketball in Texas and then played professionally in China right away.
What?
Dude, the Birdman is. And then he got catfished.
Say what?
Then he got catfished or something. Yeah, he was on MTV's fucking show and like 2020 did a special on
it. Who catfished him?
I don't know. It got murky for the Birdman. They tried to fucking bring him down.
What?
Yeah, he flew too close to the sun, dude. They tried to get him.
Well, if he's obviously so fast and loose with you, I can't imagine him texting babes, dude. Like, what the fuck was that? I mean,
well,
I,
come on, bro. Don't try to diminish me and Birdman's
friendship. I'm not diminishing your guys' friendship, but the dude's an open book, obviously, which I like.
Total,
I can imagine
total open book, dude. He's a man.
I can imagine the bird dog and babes through text, and it's probably fucking like 10 on 10. Like, I'm seeing dick. I'm
Oh, you're seeing a monster dong.
I mean, as soon as you told me his dimensions, and I saw the pic, I'm like, this guy's
That's why he's called the Birdman.
Of course, dude.
Because he's a fucking bird, dude. It has nothing to do with the fucking, I mean, you know
what I did today?